And big one coming up on Sunday. With more on that, joining me, one of the members of the 2001 Grand Final winning team over Parramatta, and they'll be celebrating that one this weekend. Mark Hughes is on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Richard.
Nice to be able to talk about the Knights after a win, isn't it?
Great timing to come in, mate. We've had a win. It's a 20-year 2001 reunion. It's great to be a Knights fan at the moment.
Definitely. It normally happens the final home game of the year, but obviously because you wanted to celebrate the 20 years since the victory over Parramatta, because we're playing Parramatta this weekend, all the old boys' day and reliving the memories of that 2001 grand final will be happening this weekend, Mark.
Yeah, we couldn't wait to the end of the year, Richard, to celebrate this. And it turned out that our last home game was a Thursday night game, so it wasn't very suitable. So it was decided that it's 20 years since our last premiership, and it'd be a great reason to celebrate that. So we've brought it forward to this week. So we're hoping that we get a big crowd out there on Sunday. All the former 2001 team will be there. So it'd be good to get out and say good day. We've got a huge weekend planned, actually.
Massive weekend. A lot of it will just be for the team and of course, Coach Michael Hagan. As you said, you've got the whole of that 2001 team back together again, which is terrific. But there are a couple of things, including the game, obviously, we can be a part of, and a big dinner that's happening on Saturday night, I believe, Mark.
Yeah, sure is, Richard. We've got a big gala ball Saturday night. So there is actually still, if anyone out there would like a table, they'd have to move pretty quick. But you can purchase one if you get on the Knights website or call the Knights office probably by this afternoon at the latest. And it's going to be a really great night. We're going to celebrate our one. There'll be highlights. It's at West Newcastle in town there. So it'll be a great night. We're really excited to have all the team there. Joey, BK and all the boys, Billy Peden. It's going to be great to get everyone back together. And, if you want to come and celebrate that, contact the Knights.
ASAP, either ring the Knights or go to the website. That's happening Saturday night at Nex in King Street. And, of course, the big game on Sunday. And hopefully the Knights hoping to repeat the performance of yesterday against Parramatta on Sunday. Go the Knights. And it's the same time, 4 o'clock kickoff on Sunday, which would be terrific. Yeah, good win. Okay, that's the old boys weekend. And we can be a part of that big gala ball and dinner on Saturday night. But move ASAP. And what's the latest now on the beanies for brain cancer?
Yeah, it's beanie season again, Richard, which is great. The cold weather's coming out as planned. So now our blue beanie will go on sale from the 1st, which I believe is tomorrow, at Lowe's and selected IGA. So you can get the toddler's beanie and the blue and grey beanie. We have had a slight delay on our white beanie. Now, they look awesome, the white ones, but they just another week or two off. So just wait for that. We'll advise when they come in, but we'll just have a slight delay on those.
Okay, so should be available tomorrow, two of them, at Lowe's and selected IGA stores.
Absolutely.
Raising money for much-needed research into brain cancer via the Mark Hughes Foundation. And look, I gather you've raised an enormous amount of money thus far, Mark, and continue to do so, and that's really helped with vital research.
Yeah, we've got research now going on right across Australia with researchers, collaboration, getting together and working for this cause. So a lot of great things. We've got some really big things that we're very excited about that will be announced over the next month or so, which is going to be wonderful and a bit of a real big ticket item for brain cancer. So we're looking forward to announcing this. So things are happening, Richard. It's a tough nut to crack, brain cancer, but you know what? We're not gonna give in. We're not gonna stop. We're gonna keep raising money so we can get more people studying this disease. And there's too many families and people out there that are getting struck down with this.
And particularly young Australians too, Mark.
Yeah, in their prime, Richard. So we're fortunate enough to have some wonderful support throughout the Hunter Valley and Newcastle, and we're using this money to go to good things.
Yeah, keep up the great work. All right, but they should be on sale as of tomorrow at Lowe's and selected IGA stores and more.
Get them online with the Mark Hughes Foundation website. You can get buy your beanies online as well.
Mate, I've got a collection. I've got all of them so far. Now, look, you've always got some good stories, and I bet there'll be a heap of good stories on the grand final, well, the old boys weekend this weekend, memories of that 2001 grand final win. Any little scuttlebutt stories you'd like to share with us this morning, Mark? Come on.
You can... Oh, look, it was just a great time. We were great mates. We really enjoyed playing together in each other's company. I remember the day of the grand final. Just little things like walking out of your team motel and going down to the park in Sydney and playing this really competitive game of cricket against each other, and the sledging and the throwing of the bats and all that stuff. And you're about to play the biggest game of your life, but here we are scrapping over a game of cricket in the park. Just a great time. It was just, so much fun. And when you've got big characters in the team, you know, someone I'd like to point out, like a Ben Kennedy, who was just such a big character and a great player, and that 2001 season he was on fire. So it'd be good to and it's going to be good to settle up with BK for a bit, because I haven't seen too much of him. Blokes like Matt Parsons coming down, I always love catching up with him. Clinton O'Brien, who played off the bench, was a really unsung hero, really great bloke. You know, he's a bloke I haven't had a catch up with in 5 or 10 years. So
yeah, good
that's
week.
Going to be good.
Big weekend coming up. Always good to talk to you, mate. Thank you very much for your time. Enjoy the weekend, and hopefully lots and lots of beanies will be sold as of tomorrow.
Absolutely, Richard. And as always, mate, thank you very much for all your support.
Pleasure, Mark. Mark Hughes. He was a member of that 2001 Grand Final winning Knights team over Parramatta. They'll be celebrating this weekend. And just a reminder, if you would like to be a part of the celebration Saturday night at Nex, that's the Newcastle, or West's Newcastle in King Street, the Newcastle Entertainment and Convention Centre. That's the place to be Saturday night, but I suggest you move ASAP and contact a bit later this morning either the Knights office or the Knights website for more details on that one.